in iterative design, you're going to not want to make prototypes too intricate. You don't want to get too caught up in the art, because you want to evaluate these things quickly. You want to do them quickly and do what a prototype is supposed to do. Show action. Show what happens when the system works. Well, the thing is that if we evaluate and create these things quickly, no one has invested too much time or resources to interfere with the objectivity of that prototype. We can get multiple perspectives more quickly off a rough prototype that's not caught up with art that demands to be perfect, and create a collective wisdom, and I like that terminology, of what will work best. So the idea is rough prototypes, rough evaluation, heavy reflection, multiple perspectives, increased wisdom, and then what happens is the team continuously monitors the project expectations of development time, the budget and desired outcomes to agree on what will be good enough. So often in this field, we get caught up in trying to make something extremely beautiful, and we forget how much the client paid or how little the client paid. Regardless of the cost, you want to get them what they paid for, but you want to move these projects in and move them out and make them as good as possible. Because if we stick with one project too long, that kills our entire income. So that's a big point of using iterative with small houses and agile with larger houses.